Welcome, everybody, to the Pete Bean Pete podcast. And well, you probably guessed it. That's right. I am Pete. In this podcast, we'll be talking about what it's like to be a Pete and what it's like for me to deal with things like aggression, depression, anxiety, and what it takes for me to just basically survive a day. And it's not always easy, but I managed to do it. So sit back, relax, and listen to one human talking to a bunch of other humans about, well, what it's like to be human. So I'd like to welcome everybody to this episode of the Pete Bean Pete podcast. Now, sometimes when I hit this little button, yep, this button over here, that I hit record on, sometimes when I hit that button, I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. Sometimes I don't even have an idea what the episode is going to be about until I start talking. Well, today isn't going to be one of those days because I wanted to talk about what I have done and ask you, what are you doing for your mental health? Meaning this, do you take antidepressants? Do you take beta blockers? Do you take some sort of pills or medication for your mental health issues? Are you going to therapy? If you are going to therapy, is it helping you? Now, here's the thing I want to talk about when it comes to therapy. And we'll start there. And then for those of you that have listened to the podcast, you know my story about antidepressants. But if you're new to the podcast, I guess I should kind of hit on it real quick. I have tried different antidepressants in the past. I tried 5 or 6 over a 1 year time period. And the last ones I took were horrible. I basically woke up one day and wanted to rip all the skin and flesh off my bones. It was not a cool feeling. And since then, I never went back to any of the antidepressants because it's not my thing. I know it's not my thing and it didn't do anything for me. And everyone's always like, well, you need to try more. And I'm always like, well, here's the deal. If you look on the back or you read the side effects of antidepressants, almost all antidepressants, one of the side effects is suicide or suicidal thoughts or self-harm. Well, okay, I don't need to be taking something that's going to cause me to want to kill myself, okay? Really, I don't need that because believe it or not, that's one of the things I don't have. I don't have suicidal thoughts. I don't even want to get into all that stuff. So here's the thing. I don't do antidepressants. Now, I went through a rough patch in my life where the people around me were like, you need therapy. Now, I personally have never thought that therapy was going to help me. Now, that doesn't mean that I went into therapy with a closed mind. My issue is this. I think therapy works really good for people that have a hard time opening up about their mental health. I think therapy works really good for people that kind of need some prodding, someone to kind of say, hey, how are you feeling? Why do you think you feel depressed? You know, let's talk about your depression. Well, I don't need that because, well, ladies and gentlemen, I have this happy little microphone in front of me. And I have all of you out there listening to my issues. And I listen to yours. So you're my therapy. I went to a therapist and I did 6 sessions. And the funny thing is, my therapist was like, well, you can talk about everything. She's like, you need to work through your depression. And I said, okay, how do I work through my depression? And she's like, write a journal about how you feel. Okay, cool. I tried that. I wrote a journal, you know. Day 1, I don't feel good. Day 2, still not feeling good. Day 3, I feel sad. Day 4, still feeling sad. I don't get it. You read back on it and, you know, I get it. I didn't put everything into going to therapy because I didn't think therapy was going to help me. And quite honestly, I don't think my therapist thought she was going to be able to help me. I talk about my issues. I understand why I have depression. I understand why I have anxiety. I understand how I got PTSD. I understand why I have self-hate and body image issues. I just don't know how to fix it. And you know what? There's no magical chemical out there that's going to be able to fix that. You know, and I think a lot of times people look at therapists as kind of like these magicians or witch doctors that are going to do this amazing thing, and they're going to do this hocus pocus, and then, you know, you're going to walk out of therapy feeling amazing. And a lot of times, therapy does help people. But I'm convinced that therapy helps a certain kind of person. Therapy generally helps the kind of person that can't open up and talk about their depression or their mental health issues. I think if you can talk about your issues, then therapy might not be for you. It might be. I'm not telling you don't go to therapy, don't seek help or anything like that. No, by all means. I know we've talked about that. Pete is not a mental health professional. Pete's just someone that's, you know, fucked up like y'all, right? My point is, therapy wasn't for me. The drugs, the antidepressants, wasn't for me. I realized I was going to have to learn to help myself. Now, that's kind of hard to do. And I know, you know, I've talked about the Happy book that, you know, helped me. And it did. It helped me a lot. And I still have it right here in front of me. Every time I read the, you know, record the episode, got the book there. It's always sitting in front of me. And I think I just needed to understand. And my biggest thing is I needed to learn to come down. And that's something I'm kind of trying to learn to do now. And one of the things that's been helping me kind of calm down have been my THC gummies. Now, I've given them to some people and some people said they're great. I've given them to others that listen to this podcast and they said, dude, I ate the entire freaking, like, you know, 8 gummies and it did nothing to me. And I'm like, whoa, okay, well, I mean, everybody's different. Could it be that, you know, there's, you know, I want to feel high, therefore I feel high? I don't know. I doubt it. You know, could it be that my tolerance to drugs is, you know, not as high as it is for other people? Probably. You know, I haven't done drugs in a very long time. And yeah, it just, they work for me. And I'm happy about that. You know, if it doesn't work for someone else, I'm not going to be like, oh no, that's not going to work for me. The gummy bears are working super for me and I'm happy. And by taking one on the weekend, it's helping me calm down. Something I'm trying to learn to deal with is I'm trying to learn to roll my aggression back a little bit. I'm trying to learn to have patience. Now, that's something I don't think I've talked about on the podcast yet, is I have very little patience. I'm one of those people that, you know, I wake up in the morning ready to go. You know, I'm not one of those people that wakes up and kind of drags ass and, you know, is like, oh, what am I going to do today? I am ready to, it's like I am shot out of a cannon and I don't even drink coffee, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I wake up and I'm shot out of a cannon. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to start today. I'm ready to get life moving. Let's go. Let's go. Let's got stuff to do on the weekends. You know, I'm ready to go. You know, I'm not one of those people that likes to sit around and do nothing when I wake up. Now, later in the afternoon, yeah, I might. I might just be like, oh, fuck. And, you know, then it kind of wears off and then I'm ready to sit in front of the couch and be a fat ass. But on a serious side, you know, I'm trying to learn patience. And I'm trying to learn patience with people when it comes to having conversations with them. I'm trying to, when I get aggravated by something someone is saying, I'm trying my hardest to learn to kind of roll back, you know, sit back, listen to what someone is saying. Don't automatically feel this need to jump into the conversation and defend myself. And a lot of times I feel like I have to defend myself. And that's another one of those things. You know, I take things very personal sometimes. And it's funny because as a musician, I never did. I never took, you know, what people said about my music or any like that very seriously. I never really gave a shit. I also don't give a shit about the way, you know, by the way I dress. I don't care what people think. You know, my mom raised me to be an individual, to be myself. But it does bother me, and I do get very offended when people start blaming me for things, or when people start, you know, saying certain things, I get offended. And the first thing I want to do is jump to my defense. And by jumping to my defense, I tend to get loud. And some people take that as being aggressive. I'm not a physically aggressive person. I never have been. I'm also not a screamer, though. For Germans, I'm a loud person. So for Germans, they're always like, you're screaming at me. I'm not screaming, I promise you. If I was screaming, the people in the next damn village over would hear me. I'm just a loud person. But I do get offended very easily by things when I think people are blaming me for stuff or aren't giving me the respect I feel that I'm due. You know, that's a big thing for me. I hate being talked down to. You know, I hate when someone says that, you know, I'm acting this way or I'm acting that way and blah, 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 blah. I hate that. Yeah, there's nothing in the world that drives me up the wall like that. You know, so I'm trying to learn patience. I'm trying to learn to sit back and kind of listen. And instead of feeling the need to automatically talk and jump to my defense, just to hear someone out. And then if I still don't agree, then I have to learn to, you know, use my words properly and, you know, not be getting aggressive or, you know, or feeling like I've been attacked or any of that stuff. I really need to learn to listen more. And you know, the funny thing is doing my other podcast, the Beyond the Massacre podcast, for those of you that don't listen to that and happen to like death metal or heavy metal or anything like that, I found myself lately talking more than I ever have during my interviews. And I have learned that I need to sit back and listen more. I need to let people talk and not jump in more. And that's not always easy as an interviewer. It's an art. It's an art to knowing when to talk and when not to talk. And unfortunately, when you're doing it over Skype and you're not able to see somebody's, you know, facial expressions and stuff, you don't know when you're supposed to talk. However, when you're sitting in front of someone and you're having a conversation and you're in a club or a restaurant or wherever, you can see someone's face and you know when it's time to talk. And I think I need to learn to sit back and just, you know, let people talk and listen. And listen more and not be offended by what people say. And understand that everybody has an opinion. Their opinion might not be right, but it's their opinion. And, you know, you can't tell someone their opinion is wrong. It might be a dumbass opinion, but it's theirs. That's what they think. You know what I mean? It might not be what you think, but that's what they think. And there's nothing in the world I hate than when people say, well, you can't think like that. I can think like that. I'm a human being. I can think any way I fucking want to think. Right? So anyway, the whole point was therapy. Somewhere in there, I got off on a wild tangent for therapy. But look, what do you do? What works for you? You know, what do you do for your depression, your anxiety, your PTSD, your self-hate? You know, what are those things that you do for that? Are you taking antidepressants or pills? And if you are, how are they working for you? You know, I know people that are super happy on the pills. And, you know, real quick, that's another one of those things. When I was taking the pills, I was waking up foggy as hell. And if you don't know what that's like, it's you wake up and there's cobwebs and, you know, it's like you're fighting to get the day started and you're kind of fighting. You feel like you're, you know, your feet are kind of stuck in the mud and it's not so easy to move forward. And it's everything you do is just a fight. It's, you know, it's a slog. It's hard to just get the day going. So that was another reason why I wasn't big on all that stuff, you know, with the antidepressants and all that, because it never was for me. It didn't feel good to me and any of that stuff. So I was chatting with someone the other day that listened to the podcast and, you know, I said, hey, what do you think I should talk about this week? And they said, well, self-hate which I think I kind of covered last episode, but then self-punishment. And that's something I know I do quite often, is I punish myself for decisions I've made in the past. Decisions that were made 10 years ago. I still beat myself up today. Decisions I made 20, 30 years ago still to this day haunt me. And I think about every day. You know, my punishment of myself is to, I'm not able to let things go. I'm not able to move past things that happened in the past. And that's really hard. Because if you can't move past the past, how can you move forward into the future? Right? Does that make any sense? I mean, I hope it does, because I mean, it does to me. It, you know, I find myself quite often worrying about decisions I made 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And thinking about, well, if I hadn't done that, what would have happened today? Well, that is not very constructive, because you can't change what you did in the past. The only thing you can do is learn to accept it and move on and look forward. You know, we can change our future, but we can't change our past. Let me say that again. We can change our future, but we can't change our past. I'm not saying you have to like your past. I'm not saying you have to be proud of your past, but you do have to accept that there is nothing you can do to change decisions or anything you made in the past. The decisions you made, the things you did, they're done. You can't go back and change it now. All you can do is move forward. Now, maybe there's a way of, you know, if you did something wrong in the past that, you know, you want to make good on, then maybe do that. You know, I mean, isn't that one of the 12 step things? And when, you know, when you go to AA and stuff, is, you know, you're supposed to go back and make amends for things you did in the past. That's different. But dwelling on mistakes and things you did in the past and letting it eat you alive, that's my self-punishment. I do. I dwell on decisions I made and I let it eat me alive. And it's bad. It's really bad. I mean, they've kept me awake at night. It's caused me to have panic attacks thinking about just dumb shit I did in the past. You know, emotionally distressing situations I was in and decisions I made in those situations haunt me to this day. And I know there's nothing I can do about them, but hey, there you go. I'm going to beat myself up about why I made that decision, even though it doesn't do me any good. And I'm really trying to focus on the future. I'm really trying to focus on all this. You know, this, doing this podcast, I have had so many people reach out to me, especially in the last couple of weeks, that listen to the podcast, that have told me how much the podcast has helped them. Actually, there was someone from, I think it was Blessed Art Zine, actually used my interview with Mr. David Ingram, who actually, you just heard that bing, that was actually just Dave. That was Dave hitting me up on WhatsApp. That's kind of funny. I think he heard me talking about him. That's creepy, huh? They actually used my interview with Dave when they did an interview with him, kind of like his research, and actually name dropped, you know, saying that they listened to the Pete Bean Pete podcast and he was talking about mental health. And then he went on and, you know, talked about his mental health and, you know, how everything is going and how that mental health and talking about it is so important. That's awesome. You know, this podcast is starting to help people. It's been helping people, but I'm hearing more and more about it now, because as the following grows and as the people actually start following on Instagram that listen to the podcast, I'm starting to hear from more people. I'm getting more emails. That's the cool thing. I love getting the emails. The emails are awesome. All you all that email me, I love you all. That's it's great. It's great to hear from you. It's great to know that you're listening. It's great to know that me talking about my issues lets you know that you're not alone. So anyway, that's my whole thing on self-hate and, you know, self-punishment. You know, I beat myself up about decisions I made in the past, and I know that's wrong, and I know there's nothing I can do about it. And I have to look towards the future and not try to change the past, because you can't. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to run off because it's getting late. By the way, I didn't sleep last night. I got like 2.5 hours of sleep, and I need to stop that. I cannot live life on 2 hours of sleep, or 2.5 hours of sleep, or 3 hours of sleep. Let me tell you, not sleeping and getting up and doing a whole day of work is killing me. I am dragging. It is right now 8:20 in the evening, and I'm ready to go to bed now. But I'm not going to do that, because I'm going to cut up this episode real quick and drop it so that you guys have this episode on Thursday. So it would be Thursday the 18th when this comes out. So I'm recording this on the night of the 17th. That's how, you know, that's how little time gap there is to when these are recorded to when they're released. So anyway, I thank everyone for listening. I love you all. Yeah. So wherever you are, remember, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to love yourself. And hey, send me an email, by the way, PeteBeanPetePodcast@gmail.com. That's PeteBeanPetePodcast@gmail.com. All one word. Remember, it's okay to not be okay. Love yourself. Take care of yourself. Do something good for yourself today. You know, that's a good thing. If you're listening to this podcast, do something good for yourself today. Even if it's something small, even if it's, you know, maybe watching a guilty pleasure series episode, or a movie, or get a bowl of ice cream, whatever would make you happy. Do something good for yourself today. And remember, I love you all, and you guys are all awesome. And thank you for being you. And thank you for listening to the podcast. And I'm out.